Smith says he's not opposed to giving a rule. He insisted any congressman who wants to testify should be allowed to do so. He said four Republicans are declaring that they want to testify. The Rules Committee is going to meet Tuesday. If the testimony is completed and a rule given on civil rights on Tuesday, then we'd hope we could get a meeting Wednesday and Thursday. Shriver asked Halleck to urge Republican congressmen to complete their testimony on Wednesday and Thursday. If Smith would give him a hearing then. Halleck said that he would talk to Republicans and see if he can limit their testimony. Then Judge Smith is willing to accept the motion to give a rule at the end of the Thursday session. Judge Smith said that he would vote against a rule, but he would not block it. He seemed to be extremely friendly to Shriver. I don't know how accurate that is. That's just a memo, but I'm just kidding.
I asked him if he'd start hearings on the anti-poverty on Wednesday, and he said he wouldn't give me any promise. He told me how Shriver was up to see him.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm asking you to do this, I said now. And I, just before he was leaving the chamber, I called him up to the chair again. I said, Judge, I said, I'm making the request of you, start hearings on anti-poverty. And I said, on Wednesday, and I'm going to be terribly disappointed if you don't. And I'll be very pleased if you do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
That's good. Now,
the way I left it with him.
I don't know how to get Halleck to get his men ready.
Now, the only thing is this, if there's going to be a vote on Thursday, we got to get Dick Bowling back.
Yeah.
Got to be watched very closely because if you have a vote when it's 14 there, it'll be 7-7.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we'll do that, and we'll get him back. And I hope that Halleck will get his congressman. Now, I don't want any of them to go unheard, but they've got all week to hear him. And if
listen, Mr. President, I said to Howard, I said, listen, your committee is not supposed to hear every witness that wants to appear before.
No, of course not. We know that.
You're not a standing committee.
We know that. But he wants to hear them, and we don't object to them hearing. If they go on, hear them. But if they won't be heard and then won't speak, well, we can't do it. Maybe you can ask Halleck tomorrow and say, now, we want to accommodate you and we want to get out of here.
Yeah.
But get your men up there where they can be heard Wednesday and let them testify. And,
I haven't agreed on next Saturday.
I know it.
You
okay.
Notice now. They haven't got any agreement out of me.
But they that's right. But they think if we don't get this bill, we won't have anything to bring up.
But Phil was frank. He's a wonderful fellow, Phil Landrum.
Mm-hmm.
Landrum.
Yeah.
And of course, I've got that Georgia delegation over, and they've been the difference, you know.
Yeah, that's
very
right.
Very
valuable. That's right. Well, you talk to Halleck in the morning, see if he won't help us that extent, and we can help him.
Yeah, when are you leaving for Michigan?
I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon.
Fine. What are you going to do out there?
I'm going to make a speech tomorrow. I'm going to make a speech at Detroit tomorrow night, $100 dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm going on out to Minnesota the next day.
How's your throat feeling?
Okay.
Fine.
Bye.